Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquenfra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Lovely to be with you this morning, boys and girls. It is Thursday. It is the 3rd of February. Now, let's see. It is the Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's go there out of the way. Let's take a look at a few things, or a couple of things relevant to the entertainment world on this day, the 3rd of February. Let's take a look. In 1970, if we want to go back then, the artist Andy Warhol. The police seized Andy Warhol's film. It was called Flesh on the grounds that it was obscene. In 1977, going back to 1977, Elton John was talking about that he wouldn't do any more live concerts. Well, he resumed live performing in Sweden 15 months after he had announced that he would not perform live anymore. What can we say? He's still going strong today. Lastly, in 1991, Sinead O'Connor announced that she would not accept any Grammy Awards or attend the ceremony because the show reflects false and destructive materialistic values. And that's it. Let's get started.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You might be right, and
go, do you know where your woman is tonight? And that came from REO Speedwagon off of their album, which is back in 1978, released in March of 1978. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. That's worse than one of mine. 6 after 6 this morning. Fleetwood Mac, No questions asked. And that was written by Stevie Nicks. And she wrote the song in a hotel room, by the way, without a tape recorder. But her friend Kelly Johnston provided one for her. Stevie Nicks claims that the song would never have been written if Johnston hadn't been there. Great song. So there we are. That's it. Stevie Nicks, her singing lead, of course, for Fleetwood Mac. And no questions asked. so ago. You don't know how it feels. Tom Petty and Heartbreakers there. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 15 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. So, yes, it's time to get in the shower for this morning. And what have we got for you in the shower? I tell you what, we've got a Madonna. How about this one, Material Girl? Great to have you with us, by the way, this morning. It is Thursday. We'll be talking tech with Dr. Computer a bit later on today. And by the way, yes, the internet is back today. There she goes, the Material Girl, that is Madonna. Time to get you out of the shower. There we go. And on your way to wherever it is that you're going this morning. Hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. It is Thursday already. It is the 3rd of February. Just joined us. A very good morning to you. And if you just got out of the shower, dry yourself off. And tell you what, that was Material Girl. Madonna, needless to say, off of her second studio album, Like a Virgin, released back in 1984. And it was the second single off of Like a Virgin. And there's also a slightly remixed version of it, if I remember rightly. It was on her 1990 Greatest Hits compilation. I just love the name they gave it, the Immaculate Collection. And in its original form on the 209 Greatest Hits compilation album as well, which was called Celebration. The song was written by Peter Brown and Robert Rands, while Nile Rodgers did the production on the track. Madonna did explain that the concept of the song was indicative of her life at that time, and she liked it because she felt it was provocative material girl. Then she got so much money, she didn't need to be a material girl.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you set me at my feet, you know you could have been a fool. And baby, it's just so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume.
Station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Chicas there and chicas all around.
There we go. That is Mirzad Marashi there and Rudy Rudy. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes, and that's right after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. On the Breakfast Show, what have we got lined up for you? We're going to be chatting with Dr. Computer, all being well, and that is going to be at about 8.25, 8.30, something like that. Topic for today, virtual cards. What are they and how do they work? They don't. They're only virtual, aren't they? Probably don't exist. I was talking to a friend of mine over in the UK yesterday, and we both got on the same tummy. We decided we don't understand half of what the world is doing at the moment, especially when you sort of like the metaverse and all these things. I was watching. I've been watching a good sort of series. It's sort of quite good fun just to sit back and watch and relax. It's very clever. It's called Glow Up. And it's a competition between makeup artists and, they're, tell you what, they're incredibly clever, some of these people. But I say I don't understand half of their conversations because, they've got these people that sort of do some of the judging for them that are, apparently influencers. And, they've got sort of like so many hundreds of thousands of followers or whatever. And the thing is, it came up with an interesting point because we were talking specifically about these influencers in the makeup business. They sort of go on, they do videos of making up their face and whatever. They get all these followers and they are sort of basically, aren't they? They're selling. They've got all these products to sell. But unlike other programming, when you have to, for instance, you know who we're advertising for because we tell you. But in this case, they don't tell you who they're being sponsored by. And I know in some countries, by law, you have to do that because who is sort of influencing the influencers? Here we go again. Anyway, just some thoughts this time in the morning. It's amazing I've got any. That's bringing us down towards the bottom of the hour. The time is 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
There we go, and you are back with us here on The Breakfast Show at 30:30, the hour of 6 o'clock. Looking at some of the news headlines, we're going to be looking at this in more detail a bit later on. There's one particular one which is a bit long this morning, but I thought it was worth putting in because of the explanation. I'll get to that in a minute. Going to the epidemiological report, as we do for each day, 20 deaths registered yesterday from COVID-19. In the last 24 hours. This was indicated by the epidemiological report, of course. And with this new figure and the update of a death from a previous date, the total number of deaths since the pandemic began in the country is 7,773. The report adds that there are 23,137 tests that were carried out, and there were 6,081 positive results, and that is 26.2%. There are a total of 53,714 active cases now, of which 52,937 are in home isolation and 777 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 52,723 at home and 204 in the hospital hotels. There are 692 patients in the wards in the hospitals and 85 in the intensive care units. A legislative subcommittee was formed on Wednesday to analyse Bill 625, which establishes the figure of asset forfeiture in the country. This was arranged on the first day of discussion by the aforementioned project by the government or in the Government Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. The subcommittee will be chaired by Deputy Roberto Abrego, who will be accompanied by his colleagues Cristiano Adames and Juan Diego Vasquez. The subcommittee was not given a specific deadline to complete the analysis of the project. The head of, the minister, yes, the head of public security, Juan Pino, he mentioned that this project that he presented to the National Assembly on the April the 28th to 21. He says many do not like the law. We're going to press hard, though. What we know that this law is needed in Panama, said Pino. The official warned that if Panama does not take this step, consequences could be fatal. Now, this is to do with the forfeiting of goods that are through illicit means, through crime, drug trafficking, this kind of thing, seizure of property. On December 21st of 2010, it was publicly announced that Editora Panama America, SAR, EPASA, had been acquired by a business group made up of Moises Levy, on Henry Mizrachi Cohen, Alberto Eskenazi, and Ricardo Chanis Correa. Now, thus the print media, by the way, El Panama America, Critica, and Dia a Dia, became the material object of a set of financial transactions that would have given rise to the new business case, for which the public ministry charged dozens of people due to their alleged involvement with money laundering scheme that was supposedly behind the purchase of EPASA. Now, the interesting thing about this particular article isn't necessarily about the case, but it's about all the different jurisdictional, you know, the time limits and all this kind of thing that these cases go through, and I thought it was quite interesting. So I put it in sort of almost in its entirety. But one of the things that did come out in this article was, as you know, that if you are in politics or you're in a party or whatever, the people that get basically immunity, and this is according to Article 259 of 247 of October the 22nd of 2021, it says in its first paragraph, and I'm quoting this, the criminal electoral jurisdiction is the right of presidents, vice presidents, secretaries, and general undersecretaries of legally constituted parties, candidates, electoral delegates, electoral entities of political parties, members of electoral corporations, electoral officials, and liaisons, so as not to be investigated, detained, arrested, or prosecuted in criminal, police, or administrative matters, provided that the latter involve the imposition of a custodial sentence of freedom without the express and prior authorization of the electoral administrative courts, except in the case of flagrante delicto. So all those people have immunity. They're public servants, or, you know, they're setting up political parties or whatever, supposed to be at the service. Why do they have impunity? I don't understand it. But I'm old-fashioned, as we know. In the last 24 hours, some 205 people were apprehended by the security forces as part of the so-called Operation Genesis 2022. That takes place at the national level. Of these arrests, 122 were for warrants, 57 for administrative offences, 14 for flagrante delictos, a lot of that going on, and 12 for micro-trafficking, the National Police reported. Sunday the 3rd of April, this is a day of good actions, will be celebrated, a day in which doing good is the most important thing. This is an event that will take place simultaneously in 108 countries, and this year will be the 7th time that Panama is participating. And last this morning, if you are athletic, more than 1,000 athletes whose ages range between 18 and 80 years old will see action this Sunday between the 6th of February. This is at the Ironman 70.3. This is going to take place on the Amador Causeway and on the coastal strip, Cinta Costera, of the capital city. Now, according to the organisers, the bulk of participants who have registered come from Colombia, United States, Costa Rica, Ecuador, and, of course, here in Panama. There's a list of some of the things they have to do. I'm not going to read those out because they're too exhausting. They really are, trust me. Breakfast show time, 23 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock.
fortunate man I am that you were a part of me. The game has been played and I'm just shy of a victory. The heartaches that carry on will soon be history. Let's hope the world is full of losers in the end. I'd rather fall apart than never know in loving you. For every broken heart in love and love is once anew.
No mistake in the voices of Raoul Marlow there, and the Mavericks with Fall Apart. Before that, Stereophonics, and I just wanted the good Stereophonics, a band that comes from Wales over there in the United Kingdom. They were formed back in 92 in a village of Quamanan in the Sinon Valley in Wales. The band consists of, was it Kelly Jones? It was on the vocals. Richard Jones on the bass guitar. Adam Zindani, and he did the guitar and vocals as well. And Jamie Morrison on the drums. And this is Stereophonics, a great band. They've sort of had, what, 11 studio albums now, including 7 UK number one albums. A successful compilation album, which was called Decade in the Sun, that was released in November of 2008. And they got to number 2 for them on the UK albums chart. Coldplay now here on The Breakfast Show. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 15 minutes before 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we will look this morning at some of the international news headlines. But for now, Coldplay, and every teardrop is a waterfall.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
And that's it. That is Coldplay with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Just take a little rummage around the internet for this morning. Seeing as we're going to be talking tech with Dr. Computer, I thought I'd have a look, see what's happening in the world of tech this morning. It says, inside Microsoft Mixed Reality mess. With the introduction of its HoloLens device back in 2015, Microsoft made an early bet on mixed reality computing. But insiders say that internal divides and a lack of unified strategy have hobbled the mixed reality team's plans. It says here that they spoke with more than 20 current and former employees in Microsoft's HoloLens division who described confusion and strategic uncertainty as different factions argue about its future. Even though Microsoft says it's committed to HoloLens, its high-tech goggles that let the wearer see digital information over their view of the physical world, and will release the new version in the future. But it could be losing its patience. So HoloLens, you know, I've sent somebody out there. I've never tried anything like that. I've never tried HoloLens. I've never tried any of these virtual reality things as well. You know, these that you go into the metaverse. There we go. I think I got that in at the right place.
All the time that we spend together, I won't fuss, I won't fight, trying to make you mine. You know I'm not that kind. Woo! Come on.
It not that kind, and that's Anastasia here on the breakfast show. I tell you, we're talking about sort of technology things. Yesterday, of course, we didn't have our internet yesterday, which was really quite devastating. It's funny how you get used. It's like when they cut off the water and you suddenly realise that you can't wash the dishes or have a shower. You take these things for granted until they're not working. It's like when I finished the programme yesterday, so I got to sort of settle back down, and I sat down because the TV wasn't working, because the TV, the phones, the internet, they're all sort of encompassed together. And I thought, oh, well, the TV's not working. In that case, I might as well just sit down and watch Netflix. Right. Good one.
Oh,
time ago when I'm 64. That was preceded by Oh Bloody, Oh Bloody, The Beatles. And the time is exactly 7 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to just take a little break. We'll look at some of the international news headlines in just a few moments.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget to go and check out Encuentra 24. For instance, you've got things like today, an Encuentra 24's exclusive offers, a Ford Edge for $9,900 or a Toyota RAV4 now on sale for $14,300. If you publish it on Encuentra 24, it sells, and it sells fast. So, yeah, good advice for you there. Here on The Breakfast Show. Always good advice if we can. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news headlines for this morning. This Thursday morning. It is Thursday the 3rd of February. United States Special Forces successfully carried out a counter-terrorism mission in northwest Syria on Thursday. This is according to the Pentagon. A raid which Syrian sources said was believed to have targeted an al-Qaeda-linked jihadist. Syrian rescue workers said at least 13 people, including 6 children and 4 women, were killed by clashes and explosions that erupted after the raid began, targeting a house in the Atmeh area near the Turkish border. The United States will send nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the crisis over the massing of Russian troops near Ukraine, U.S. officials said on Wednesday. Russia has denied plans to invade Ukraine, but signaling it was in no mood for compromise on Wednesday. This and also by mocking Britain, calling Prime Minister Boris Johnson utterly confused and accusing British politicians of stupidity and ignorance. President Tayyip Erdogan will discuss tensions between Ukraine and Russia with his counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, in Kiev on Thursday. This is after pitching Turkey as a mediator, and an official said that he was not picking any sides in the crisis. Russia has been moving some 30,000 combat troops and modern weapons to Belarus over the last few days, Moscow's biggest military deployment in the country since the end of the Cold War. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Thursday. The deployment included Spetsnaz Special Operations Forces, Su-35 fighter jets, dual-capable Iskander missiles, and S-400 air defense systems, it was reported in Brussels. United Arab Emirates said late on Wednesday that it intercepted 3 drones that entered its airspace over unpopulated areas earlier in the day. This is in the latest attack on the Gulf commercial and tourism hub in the past few weeks. The first 3 assaults, including a missile attack on Monday, during a visit by Israel's president, were launched by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis in an escalation with a military coalition led by Saudi Arabia and which includes the UAE. Going by opinion polls, the 2 leading candidates for South Korea's presidency have a big problem. Their disapproval ratings are so high that the March 9th vote has been dubbed the unlikable election. Started by pundits and popularized by the media, the name has stuck. And even the candidates shamefacedly acknowledge that the ugly image that they have helped create. Poland breached European Union law when extending the life of its Turow, this is a lignite mine, without accessing the environmental impact that was going to take place, an advisor to Europe's top court said on Thursday. siding with the challenge brought by the Czech government. The advisers' opinion came as leaders of the two EU neighbours were set to meet amid reports that they could sign a deal to resolve the long-running dispute over Poland's extension of mining at Turów. That's the W that's pronounced the V, isn't it? Turów, which produces lignite, or it's also known as brown coal. Cambodia said on Thursday a non-political representative from Myanmar had been invited to attend a regional ministerial meeting later this month instead of the country's military-appointed foreign minister. That's it. That's some of the things in the international news on this Thursday morning here on The Breakfast Show, where the time is, we're just coming down to 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Could've used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sudden way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields when the winds got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Working on a night move. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move. In the summertime. Some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, back room to the alley of the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on a nightmare. Trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on a nightmare. Ain't it funny how the night, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose, with all them clothes and night moves. I remember.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Mincha Paris there, and nothing hits your heart like soul music. 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock this morning. We're going to take a look and see what's happening with today's weather. Starting off over there in the province of Colón and Costa Arriba, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature for today, with 24 being the minimum. It's going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees Celsius and 78% relative humidity. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. In the afternoon, though, it'll be partially cloudy, and a chance of isolated showers tonight. Moving across to west of Panama for today, we are looking at 33 degrees being the maximum temperature, with 22 the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, that's going to be the thermal sensation, with 70% relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, a chance of isolated showers in the afternoon, but it'll be clear tonight. Looking at the metropolitan area, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. Quite pleasant at 36 degrees Celsius, and a relative humidity down at 65%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning and this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight as well. Taking a look out in the Gulf of Panama today, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 25 the minimum, 37 degrees the thermal sensation, relative humidity a little bit higher than elsewhere this morning at 75%. It's going to be clear though this morning, it's going to be nice, partially cloudy in the afternoon and partially cloudy tonight. So moving over now to maritime conditions, if we start off with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific coast, we got high tide, that was at 5:19 this morning, that was exactly on the 5-metre mark, so 5 metres, low tide 11:26 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.58 of a metre. The second high tide for today, 10 minutes before 6 o'clock, or 5:48 to be precise, and that'll be 5.12 metres. Low tide again, 11:48, just coming up for midnight, and that will be minus 0.3 of a metre. Now, on the Caribbean, high tide, that was at 3:40 this morning, that was 0.12 of a metre. Low tide, that's going to be in around about 12 minutes at time, 7:31. That'll be 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, 2:16 in the afternoon, 0.3 of a metre. And the last low tide on the Caribbean will be at 9:46 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.09 of a metre. So there's the tides, and looking out now to see what the conditions are going to be if you're actually going on the water. We've got on the Caribbean side for this morning, it's all clear. We've got 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest with 3 foot waves. That's during the course of this morning. Good conditions. Good conditions continuing in the afternoon. We're looking at 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds from the north-northeast. So no change there. And the waves remaining at 3 feet. Over to the Pacific coast, good conditions, no warnings for this morning, 15 to 30 kilometre an hour winds from the north-northwest, waves just at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions continuing, 15 to 30 kilometre an hour winds north-northwest, so winds picking up slightly, waves at 1 foot, but as I said, there are no advisories for you today. So if you are going out in the water, as I always tell you, please make sure, be cautious. If you're going out on a very small little boat, panga or something like that, make sure you're wearing a life jacket. And if you're going on the bigger boats, do make sure that you listen to any safety instructions that are given to you. And of course, make sure that you know where the life jackets, etc., etc., are. Okay? We want you to keep safe.
Look into these eyes of mine and take away my pain. Fall into my arms tonight, let the world around us fade. Our brain will fall, our hearts will break, but still I will be here beside you, right beside you. When the world is against you, I will protect you. Burdens of the world around me and people seem unkind. I just need to be beside you. You give me peace of mind. And when I fail to be everything I tell you I will be,
fall, our hearts will break, but still I will be here beside you, right beside you. When the world is against you, I will protect you, darling, we'll be.
I love the name of the group, the Dum Dums there, and Army of Two. I tell you what, when I was rummaging around, because you know I'm rather fond of a group called DeFaze, which is not a group, it's more of an electronic guy, DeFaze, with regular artists which he has with him. And I came across one which I have played before, but I hadn't played for a long time. And I played it a couple of times last night, so I really enjoyed it. If you fancy putting the volume up, now's the time to do it.
I've got a sparkling pair of eyes, especially the right. It was designed to turn around and watch me from inside. My brain's a wonderful creation, well connected to my head. God gave me sweet imagination, it's sometimes helpful in bed.
Garble goodbye.
There we go, that's DeFaze and Garbo, goodbye. Love that song, love this one too.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa.
Yes, I'm Billy J. Kramer in Dakotas, and do you want to know a secret? It's not a secret, really. It's just 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
Whoa!
Yes, indeed. Just opening their doors for you there, Valley Motors, over there in the City of Knowledge over in Clayton. 7:30 is when they open up, so off you go. Looking at some of the international business headlines for this Thursday morning, the euro and sterling edged lower as the ECB and the BOE, the European Central Bank and Bank of England, I guess, prepared to face their growing inflation challenges. Later on Thursday, while stock markets turned red again after a disappointing status update from the firm formerly known as Facebook. Europe's main bourses were down 0.4% early on as the prospect of a second UK interest rate hike in 3 months, a more hawkish European Central Bank and the shock of Wednesday's 20% plunge in Facebook owners Meta's shares ended a 3-day rally. Shell again boosted its dividend and share repurchases on Thursday after fourth quarter profits hit their highest in 8 years. This was fueled by higher oil and gas prices and strong gas trading performance. The strong results cap a year of dramatic recovery for Shell and the oil and gas sector after energy demand and prices collapsed in 2020. This was in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Facebook owner Meta Platforms Inc. Frankfurt's listed shares plunged more than 20% on Thursday following a slide on the Nasdaq as the social media company issued a dismal forecast blaming Apple's privacy changes and increased competition. The technology giant also reported a decline in daily active users from the previous quarter for the first time as a race with rivals like TikTok, the video sharing platform owned by China's ByteDance, for users heats up. NASDAQ 100 futures fell nearly 2% on Thursday as Facebook owner, we just mentioned, Meta Platforms, disappointing forecast triggered a slump in other social media companies as well and threatened to upend a nascent recovery in stock markets. Facing pressures to curb surging inflation, the Bank of England looks set to raise interest rates again on Thursday and signal further unwinding of its pandemic stimulus, including a gradual reversal of its huge bond buying plan. 29 of the 45 economists polled by Reuters late last month said that the Bank of England would raise bank rate to 0.5% from 0.25% at its February meeting, hot on the heels of December's rate hike, the first by a major central bank since the pandemic. Google's parent company Alphabet Inc. Advanced nearer to joint peers Apple Inc. and Microsoft Corporation in the elite $2 trillion market valuation club on Wednesday as the search giant's shares surged more than 8% following a blowout quarterly report. ING Group NV reported higher than expected provisions in its fourth quarter earnings report on Thursday. This is as the largest Dutch bank braced for the impact of higher inflation on customers. ING reported a 27% rise in fourth quarter pre-tax profit to 1.33 billion euros, slightly below analyst forecasts of 1.47 billion euros. This is according to Refinitiv data. Pre-tax profit was 1.05 billion euros in the same period of 2020. And that's it. There's our look. Some of the interesting bits and pieces in the international news for today. Here on The Breakfast Show, the time is 25 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
Painted to pure perfection, we had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons.
Beautiful lines on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the map. Want the power.
The power.
No, I'm not chasing favor, and I'm not faking neither. Date me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring. Sorry if I'm ignoring. Mindless actions lead to destruction.
Beautiful lies on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud. All I hear is dead. I'm not the material girl. Everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown is putting me down.
But you just want the power. You're not really down for love. You just want the power.
Beautiful lies.
You're not really down for love. You just want the power.
And there's Eddie Goulding there, and Power. We're making our way to 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. 8 o'clock, don't forget, we're going to be taking a look. We're going to be taking a look at some of the local news here in Panama 8. And if you miss it at 8, don't forget, we do have it again at 9. Dr. Computer's going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 8.25, 8.30. And today we are going to be talking about virtual cards, is what it says. It says here we're going to talk about virtual cards. What are they and how do they work? So, yeah, if you're interested in virtual cards, not playing cards, I guess some kind of cash card, something like that. So that's all to come on this morning's Breakfast Show. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock. And a request, good morning to Mary Lou. She's been with us since the beginning this morning. Good morning to you. It's always nice to have you. And she says that she wanted to request something completely different today. And she has as well. Wishes everybody a happy Thursday. Would you please play Tobacco and Chanel? From Bacalos.
Un olor a tabaco y Chanel me recuerda el olor de su piel, una mezcla de café me recuerda el sabor de sus besos, el color del final de la noche me pregunta dónde fui a parar, dónde estás, que esto solo se vive una vez, dónde fuiste a parar, dónde estás, un olor a tabaco y Chanel y una mezcla de miel y café. Me preguntan por ella, me preguntan por ella, me preguntan también las estrellas, me reclaman que vuelva por ella, ay que vuelva por ella. Que vuelva por ella. Una rosa que no floreció, pero que el tiempo no la marchita. Una flor prometida, un amor que no fue, pero que sigue viva. Y otra vez el color del final, del final de la noche. Me pregunta dónde fui a parar, que esto solo se vive una vez. ¿Dónde fuiste a parar? ¿Dónde estás? Un olor a tabaco y Chanel y una mezcla.
must admit, I do like that one. That's Tobacco and Chanel from Back in Los. I think it's a B-A-C-I-L-O-S. A new one to me. Thank you very much for that, Barry Lou. Very nice track. Liked it. Enjoyed it. I enjoyed this one too. This is a sort of instrumental track from Chris Rea. It's called 1975. This is the 2010 remastered version of it. But I just always think there's elements of Albatross in there. Isn't really different one there from Chris Rea. 1975 is what it's called. And just to sort of take a rummage around, so we're going to be talking tech with Dr. Computer Alex Newman a bit later on. And just some little bits and pieces in on tech this morning, which I always like to have a look at, see what's happening in the world of technology. And let me see, what have we got for today? We were talking earlier on, weren't we, about some of the things to do with Microsoft's reality sort of ups and downs with the HoloLens. And also we've got a popular workshop encouraged police to use facial recognition technology on anyone that they pull over. A police teacher has advised officers to use facial recognition as traffic stops to find someone's identity, even if it's unclear whether they committed a crime. The recommendation emphasizes, and this is the murky legal applications of facial recognition tech. Can they do that without your consent? Experts outline four nightmare scenarios facing Meta. Of course, this is now the one that's holding Facebook. It says here that we spoke with law and security experts who said that Facebook's parent company has a host of problems to tackle, including physical abuse and fraud, in order to make its metaverse successful. And now moving on to Tesla. It says a former Tesla factory worker is suing the company for harassment. The former employee, who is a black and gay woman, is accusing Tesla of failing to act against a co-worker who repeatedly called her the N-word and assaulted her. Good grief. Here's another one. A small ice cream truck company just raised $2.2 million seed venture capital, by the sound of it. Yeah, venture capital funds still overflowing after their record-breaking 2021 are starting to get creative, like investing in Scream Truck, a new Jersey company that delivers customized sundaes through neighborhoods. That's sundaes with an A-E, by the way. It's amazing what people can sort of make money out of these days, isn't it? Moving on to the music. Here's Taja Tarunan and I Walk Alone.
I'm Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
Feel Love, Johnny Remember Me, and there's no mistaking that sound. It's the Bronski beat there. And that has brought us, we're making our way up to the top of the hour. And that's it. It is coming up for 8 o'clock. So we're going to take this little jingle and we'll take a look at the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, good advice for you there. Take your car over there. Valley Motors over there in the City of Knowledge over in Clayton. Now, also remember, boys and girls, if you're in the world of construction, and one of the things you're going to need is cement, aren't you? Definitely. Well, our friends at Cementos Progreso, the present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. And you couldn't ask for better than that. Into construction? Give them a call. Cementos Progreso.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, that's the Ivy League there, and funny how love can be. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 18 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock. Soon we're going to be linking up with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. But I tell you what, I'm going to have another oldie for you. And then after that, we'll check in with Ingrid and see what's happening in the land of everyday country folk out there in El Valle.
Thank you.
bridge of sight, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ducks with a bun, they all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of food?
We'll get high.
Will we touch there?
Will we touch the sky?
Why the tears there?
I tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. The ducks with a bun, they all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
Oh, great track. Ichiku Park there from the Small Faces.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Haz, how you doing? Well, it felt like a day off yesterday with you having no internet. I'm sorry your internet was down, but I'm sure glad it's back up today, because I miss talking to you. I know I send you a report almost every day, and not always do you get a chance to play it, but that's okay. I'm grateful every day that you do play it. It gives me a chance to talk to you and the rest of the three listeners that are online. Excuse me. Well, we are working on the lights in the backyard. We got a nice setup from last night. Need a little more work on the rope lights that are going to be hanging around here. Things are just moving along nice and slowly, easy peasy, nice and easy. Country life. The gardener comes today. Can't wait. I saw my first guanabana. I have one guanabana. The burns haven't gotten to it yet, so I'm keeping my eye on that guanabana. As soon as it gets anywhere near ready, I'm going to go over there and claim it as mine. Mine. The bunch of bananas are getting, well, that's called a hand, you know, bunches of bananas, lots of those. And the plantains are growing like mad. Oh, everything's just going away. My papayas have blossomed, but they're just small little burps in the, you know, in the plant. They're really not happening yet. And I'm looking forward to that because I got a lot of those all over the yard. The kitty cats are drinking from the fountain. Should I be mean and turn the water on? No, don't do that. They're having a drink of water. I make sure they have fresh water every day. All right. Tomorrow, is today Thursday? Oh my goodness. It is! You know what that means? Tomorrow is, da-da-da-dum, Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I'm gonna dig up some good stuff tomorrow. Alright, you keep washing those hands. Stay away from crowds. And back to you in the studio!
And a big thank you, of course, to Ingrid there. And, I thought, well, we'd play a piece of music to do with cats. Why not? Since she's got so many there that live with her. This is Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle. Then we'll be joining Dr. Computer.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you.
Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you.
If the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on. I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. Up just the other day, I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad, we're gonna have a good time then.
Harry Chapin and Cats in the Cradle. Breakfast Show time. We are making our way to 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and it's time to link up with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well so far. A little bit, so I don't know, I'm one of these moments where I feel a little bit agitated. See, I can't even get my words out. And this all feels sort of rather disjointed. And other days I'm here and I'm fine. It's just one of those days, I guess.
Maybe somebody switched you to decaf and didn't tell you about it.
Oh, I hope not. And how's everything with you? How are you doing? Because you're COVIDing.
Well, I was COVIDing. I tested positive on Saturday, and I tested negative yesterday, so I've managed to fight through the worst of it, which wasn't that bad. Fortunately, I'm triple vaxxed, boosted, everything. I try to, you know, do things as healthily as possible. So I think I'm over the worst of it. So, if there was any way to just catch this, I mean, this is the best way. Because, you know, avoiding any kind of hospital stays or anything like that is, what these vaccines are made for. So I'm really glad I was able to, you know, participate in all the programs and get the jabs and whatever. And I barely, this barely affected me. I was feeling really crappy on Saturday. That's why I got tested.
Mm-hmm.
But crappy as in just, a general malaise, and I felt very tired and with a little joint pain on Monday, but I worked anyway. And I've been working through the whole thing, you know, working from home, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, managed to beat it real easy. So I'm really glad for that.
And, of course, you were able to be tested again after five days, which means that you can, now you've got your negative, you're free to sort of get back to a normal life.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was talking to a friend, Mike Kelly, who runs these tests, labs, and whatever, and I really want to be really grateful to him for all the information that he provided. Yeah, I'm going to have to carry that result. I actually have it printed, and I carry it with me if I have to leave the house. I don't leave the house much anyways, because I work from home, but, you know, I'm going to have to carry it for some time, because unfortunately, even though usually minutes after you get your positive test results, you get a red code in your QR code at Minsa, the reverse process is not as quick, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
They appear to be overwhelmed right now with the number of cases, which is bad because you don't want anybody to get sick at all. But, you know, the fact that it is mostly Omicron and people are just, you know, weathering it for 5 days and then they're usually fine afterwards with no after effects or anything like that, then that means we are a little bit closer to just making this endemic and not a problem as it is right now. So
one thing interesting, after I just did 10 days isolation, and but what was interesting, because you mentioned that, was I actually got a letter from the Ministry of Health sent to me after the day after my 10th day, stating that you know, I was in accordance with all the different laws passed in the Gazette. This one listed the laws. I was tested positive on the 17th of January. I completed my isolation, and therefore I was sort of up and running. And because then it made me realize, of course, as well, not just you get the red, but, you know, if the police stop you for any reason or decide to order and say, hey, I want to see your ID, it will come up that you have you're supposed to be in quarantine, and that could land you in front of the judge. It's as easy as that. So, and what I did was I you know, copied that letter and I put it on my phone. In my little, I have a special sort of album which has all my COVID information on. So if I go anywhere or whatever, it's easy to find. You can show your QR code, you can show the letter, you can show your card which has all your vaccination information on, which I think for everybody to do is a very good idea. But if you are supposed to be in isolation, they will be keeping an eye on you.
Yeah. And that's okay. I use something called Office Lens. Maybe you've heard of it. It's an app that's available for iOS and Android.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to take a picture of a document, and it will straighten it out automatically. So it works like having a pocket scanner in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have Office Lens then save that over to OneDrive or to your phone or both or any combination thereof, and it can also save documents to OneNote if you're a user of that particular application. So it's something I also recommend people. I usually take pictures of all my invoices so I can file them under the same folder for every month, and then I give that to my accountant for tax purposes and things like
okay.
that. So
Office Lens,
it's always nice to have.
Will that let you save it as a picture, a JPEG?
Yes, and it also converts to PDF if you
need. Oh, great. Okay, excellent. No, that's worth it. I don't think I've used it. The name rings a bell, but I don't think I've used it. Listen, quickly, before we get on to our topic, Renee dropped me a little note this morning. Good morning. I've got a question for Dr. Computer, not related to today's topic. What is the name, brand, of the bullet-shaped wide-angle camera that you brought into the studio a couple of months ago? She was telling her husband about it. Yeah, they think it might be useful for his work meetings.
Yeah, the brand name is Coolpo. That's COOLPO. And if you are, you know, able to wait a little while, I can give the link to the page where you can see it and even purchase it if you want to Jerry, and he can put it on the website.
Yeah, that's right. So Cool Poo.
Yeah. It's Cool Poo. The Cool Poo.
Oh, Cool Poo. No poo.
No.
Okay. No. Just checking. So, virtual cards. What are they? How do they work? You mentioned, is this like a credit card? Is this the type? Because we were talking the other week where you had a card where you could just sort of put a certain amount of money on it or whatever and you carry. But I sort of looked into that, and it seems that very few places will actually accept it.
That's not the case. In this case, if we're talking about, for example, Zinli, any place that has a Visa logo will take the card with no issues.
If they recognize it and accept it as... Because, I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't have Visa on it, does it?
It does.
Oh, it does have Visa on it.
Yeah, it has the Visa logo. And you can pretty much pass any credit card on the machine. If it's an actual Visa card, it'll pass. Because it's not the eye of the beholder looking at the card that is valid. It's the terminal.
The machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all the machine makes the decision, and it can tell if it's a fake or not, or if it's valid or not. So, yeah. There are several kinds of new methods of payment right now.
Mm.
Some of them are not really that new. It's just that they've only become popular now. The first kind is what's called a disposable card. You may remember, if you ever had a Banismo account about 20 to 25 years ago, when they started having like online banking at Banismo here in Panama, they had what they called a temporary card or a disposable card or whatever, that you would create a MasterCard with a valid number, a valid expiration date, and a valid address and your name, with a number that could be only used once. So let's say you wanted to buy a toaster for, you know, $49.99.
Mm-hmm.
You would put $50 in, you would purchase that online, and then 2 to 3 days later, at the time, they would give you that penny back as change back in your account. You would deposit a certain amount, they would take that and use that to make the payment, and this was done so that even if the place where you bought the toaster from had been hacked and their information, including your credit card details, had been obtained by third parties, it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be valid anymore because it was a single transaction number. That's called a disposable card. This still exists in several ways. One of them is a website that I don't know if it's usable in Panama. I know that it's very popular in the U.S. It's called privacy.com, and it can let you create these virtual cards and these disposable cards, or it can let you create separate virtual cards that have limits on them. So what's the difference between a virtual card and a disposable card? The virtual card is a credit card that exists online. It doesn't have to have a physical counterpart. And it lets you purchase things online, and it gives you certain benefits that some physical cards don't have. For example, you can put limits on them and, you know, make them higher or lower at any time. You can turn them on or off. Let's say you give these to your children or any other person. You can turn them on or off accordingly. And you can have control and see what's getting spent on these cards more easily than you could sometimes do with the physical cards. So virtual cards are used a lot in cases where you, for example, have a physical card that you use when you shop around in malls or stores or whatever, but you have a separate card that you use for online purchases. So that, for example, if you're physical card gets lost or stolen, you can still buy stuff online if you have to. Or if you're using your physical card to pay your bills, say your electricity, your phone, your internet. But one of the websites where you use the virtual card was hacked and they got the information off of the website. You can just dismiss that virtual card and have it out of the system, have them issue you a new one, usually for free,
mm-hmm.
and then you can continue, you know, making purchases online knowing that the physical card is still in your hand and still safe in that regard. And you don't have to go through the problem of going to your electricity provider and your internet provider and everybody else, you know, to change everything.
Right.
Or you could have separate payment options, like separate virtual cards for each of your providers, and know that even if one of them gets hacked, the others don't have the same problem.
How do you go about setting that up in the first place?
There are several ways. For example, I use one of them called Zinli. You can go online to Zinli.com and you can fill out all the details and whatever. You run the app. The app will take a picture of you and your cellular or passport or whatever. And then after that, they will issue you a virtual card right then and there. If you want a physical card, they can also send you one. And in the app, you can tell how much money you have deposited on it. You can deposit more money by going into those Punto Pago cashiers in certain stores. I think Novi is one of them. You can send money and receive money from, like, all over the place in Latin America to other users of Zinli, so you can use it as a digital wallet as well. And you can use it to purchase stuff online at any time. Now, the advantage of having a physical card is that you can go to an ATM and pull money out of it if you have to, in a pinch. So that's one way to do that. The other way, for example, our friend Yasmin was offered a virtual card by her bank. So talk to your bank. Maybe your bank has a virtual card option that you can also use in that regard. Now, there is also something else called a digital card, which is a digital version of your physical card. And if you've ever used Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Google Pay, or anything like that, you may have seen that there's an option to take a picture of your card, get all the information and whatever, and then in certain places, I haven't seen this yet in Panama, you can just wave your phone over the terminal instead of the physical card and make the payment, usually after putting in your, you know, face ID or your fingerprint or something like that. So it's even safer than a physical card, because if somebody steals your physical card, even though it's contactless or whatever, if the person at the cashier isn't asking you for your ID, it could be a stolen card. That being said, if you're using something like Google Pay, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, or any of the other applications like that, they usually require you to use your fingerprint or your face ID or something like that in order to make the payment. So it adds an additional layer of safety and security for your payment information if you use it online or if you use it in the physical world.
I mean, for instance, I have, I guess on my phone, on my watch, I have Samsung Pay. How many places would accept that?
A lot of places around the world right now.
In Panama. Okay.
In Panama, no. I mean,
but why,
I know...
But what's the problem?
We have... I think the Superintendencia de Bancos, which is a local bank regulator, doesn't have enough clout or teeth to make the banks, you know, accept things like these as easily. I mean, you remember probably from going back to the UK at some point in the 90s or the beginning of the century that they had chip and pin on the cards, you know, by the turn of the century, and we only started having chips on our cards a little over, you know, a little under 10 years ago. And this was after the Superintendencia de Banco was on the bank's case for like 10 years or so to get them on board.
Don't we have to make our mind up? Because, you know, this is where everything is so disjointed. We're trying to sell this country as a tourism center. People come from advanced countries to visit us here in Panama. You know, I mean, I remember talking about, you know, you could talk about the cards. I remember when I first came here and when my office administrator and I said, one of the first things I need, get me a cell phone. Cell phone? care. I ended up with a brick with about a 4 foot aerial on it.
With radio patching.
Which, you know, which the amazing thing about it was, if anybody wanted to call me, if I was in Dewitt Center, it was a different number than if I was in Arusha. You know, and so this thing soon went in a bin. I ended up walking around with pagers. And I remember when cell phones eventually came here, a friend of mine turned around and said, oh, they'll never catch on in Panama. And the rest is history, because I think we've got about three times as many cell phones roaming around as we have people. But the thing is, look, we must make our mind up. Do we want to become an international tourism center, or don't we? If we do, you've got to step your game up. If you want to be a shopping center, which is what we, you know, we're going that way, you want people to come here to shop, you've got to have the facilities to be able to meet the demands of the customer.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully whoever's, you know, in charge of making those decisions will at some point, you know, put their foot down and say, we need to implement this as soon as possible. Of course, there's always the fact that I'm sure that Apple, in the case of Apple Pay, Samsung, in the case of Samsung Pay, and Google, in the case of Google Pay, and all the other pays, they want their cut. And, you know, with margins being thin, I'm sure that some of these financial institutions are going to fight tooth and nail for that not to happen. Same thing, you know, happened to things like credit cards and cryptocurrency, which is ironic because some of the bigger companies in the cryptocurrency market right now are Visa, MasterCard, and some of the bigger banks. And they're just trying to figure out how they can steer the whole thing in a way that becomes beneficial to them as well. So it's kind of every mega corporation for themselves in that regard. So I think
the banks are making enough money that they could accommodate us, don't you?
I do agree with you. They might disagree with you, unfortunately, and with pretty much everybody else on that matter. But I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I just hope that, you know, the future is brighter than it seems. With all of these instruments, virtual cards, disposable cards, new digital wallets coming out, I hope that people not only leverage all of these tools going forward, but also educate themselves in good spending habits, good saving habits, and good investment habits. Because unfortunately, even though we did get a lot of advanced math in school, it was very, you know, academic and rhetorical and not as practical as it should be. And a lot of us, you know, in what we call, you know, home economics or whatever in Spanish, it was educación para el hogar, or education for the home. They told us which side of the table the fork goes in on, but they didn't tell us how to budget a home, how to, you know, choose the right mortgage payment or loan, how to calculate compound interest. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that I took, you know, business administration in college, and one of the subjects that we had to learn was financial math, which I had to take like three times because I flunked twice. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even know the concept of things like compound interest and things like that. And I think my personal belief is if that we had some form of financial education when I was in high school, I would have saved at least 10 years of my life. And the good thing is that, you know, applications such as Binance and platforms such as Binance have a lot of courses that you can take for free that can help you in that regard. I myself am trying to, you know, take some time out to look at all these courses on how to, you know, invest your money, how to save money, how to budget your money, how to manage your money better. There's also a lot of very good resources here in Panama. There's a website, there's an Instagram account called Cinco Palos. It translates to five sticks, but it's basically $5. And it's from a very dear friend who also gives financial advice on how to, you know, save money, how to budget yourself and things like that. And, you know, credit cards are not inherently evil. It's how we use them. I mean, you, for example, have mentioned that, you know, you use them and you pay them right away because you don't want to be bogged down by interest. And one good way of getting used to that, you know, not spending money you don't really have, is to have some of these virtual cards, these, you know, digital cards that you put money into as opposed to you borrow money from, so that you can develop good financial spending habits in that.
And, for instance, you know, as I mentioned, I got Samsung Pay on my watch. So if I was to sort of set that up with my credit card information, and then you get this NFC thing and you just put your phone, it's not going to register?
Usually, it will register in terminals that are enabled for that. The ones here in Panama, I do not believe they are enabled for that.
It has to be enabled specifically for Samsung Pay. It's not just the NFC link.
Yeah, because it doesn't really clone your card. It just takes some of the information and signs it itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chip in your card is also a digital signature chip.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you put the card to the reader, it does have a specific handshake it goes through, a conversation that it goes through, which cannot be replicated by the phone because the phone doesn't have that chip in it. It basically tells the terminal, hey, you know this information I have about this card? I vouch for it. And that's why, for example, Samsung or Apple or Google will charge a small commission, because you are transferring that trust to this other company that does have to maintain an infrastructure to keep this trust intact.
If it's a matter of trust, I'm just glad that Facebook don't have a pay system.
I believe they kind of tried, and
they're coming out with their own currency, weren't they?
Yeah, and that didn't work out. And fortunately, I guess. So, yeah. But I'm sure it's not going to be the last thing that we use to, you know, trade with. I know there's a lot of evolution going on in the financial technology or fintech market. So right now there's kind of a Cambrian explosion of just new and different ways of doing things. And I'm guessing, you know, the better ones, the more adaptable ones, are the ones that will survive.
Okay, interesting. So really, though, for us here in Panama, we don't need to worry too much about that right now. But the one you mentioned, like the Zinli, that works.
Oh, yeah, it works very well. In some cases, too well. I, for one, had an issue where I used a Panamanian credit card to add money to it. Then I used a U.S. credit card and added money to it. And the system halted there for a second, said like something like, hey, wait a minute, we need to, you know, verify that this is kosher, so, you know, call support and let's talk this over or whatever. Which gives me a little bit of confidence that they are having, you know, a lot of eyes, even if they are digital, on what's going on, you know, with your account. Anything out of the ordinary gets flagged so that you don't lose your money as easily. So, I'm really glad that these instruments exist, because it makes it easier for you to manage not only your money, but who has the information that points to where your money is. And I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Anything else happening in the world of tech? Anything exciting? Anything new that's coming out?
Well, I've been playing around with the Maxell HyperShock wireless headset a lot. This is now my favorite gaming headset on my PlayStation. It actually is very versatile. It's about, I think, $90 the cost. It's available in pretty much every place that sells good electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And it works with computers. It works with video game consoles. It works with phones. So you can pretty much use it with any device. It's got RGB lights, so it's kind of cool looking if you're into that. But the best thing is it's got a really good mic that you can take off if you want to use it outside or whatever and not look weird. And it works with pretty much anything you throw at it. And it's got really good quality. And something for gamers, it has a rumble function built in so that when you get shot or explosions or whatever in the game, you actually feel the rumble when you're playing. It's not something I would recommend for music, but for the games, it just gives you a little bit more kind of an immersive feeling. So, you know, it's I highly recommend these headsets if you're looking for something that will work out of the box with pretty much anything you have at home. I know there are more specialized gaming headsets, there are more specialized professional headsets like the ones you and I are wearing right now for radio and things like that. But for general purposes, the Hypershock is something I can recommend. I'm also playing around with the Galaxy S21 FE 5G.
Oh, I see that. I was seeing that advertised in a lot of the windows in the mall the other day. How's that?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Just like the S20 from last year, which is the one I have, it has almost all of the features of the S21, but for like, $500 less. And it's got, let me show it to you here. Instead of being all glass or whatever, it's got a flat matte back. But it's got, you know, the 30x zoom. It's got a great processor as well. It just...
NFC?
It's got NFC. It's got pretty much everything. Has even wireless charging.
I was just going to ask you wireless charging, because I remember I had the last one I had, which I'm using actually in the studio still. It's sort of working all the time. I use it for the WhatsApp. That was a great phone, but it was minus NFC. It was minus wireless charging. And what kind of price is that one coming out at?
Around $700-ish dollars,
okay.
A little bit more, a little bit less if you want 128 or 256 gigabytes of storage, which I'm totally fine with 128 because, you know, I don't do that much like video recording or anything, and a lot of the important stuff that I have is either on the cloud or I have it, you know, access to it. So I really don't need that much storage. But some people who travel a lot and maybe, you know, want to take a lot of video and photos and whatever and then transfer them over to the cloud or to a computer, I understand that they could use a little bit more space. But, yeah, you know, 128 or 256 gigabytes, great camera, great battery life, even though it's got a much more powerful and capable processor as well. So, yeah, it's a pretty good alternative for the price. So, yeah, at that price point, you get a lot of the features of the more capable and powerful phones.
All right.
That being said, it does not come with a charger, but it does accept any USB charger that you're used to.
All right.
And it does come with a charging cable, though.
All right. And as for me, I am wearing my new Mackie because, as we're talking about professional audio, one that... I got put onto the Mackie headphones a while ago, studio headphones, and the sound is incredible. They have just bought out. It's only just come out. It's only just available. The Mackie MC40 BT. They are actual fact both a plug-in, which is how I wear them in the studio, but they're also, you get the Mackie studio sound because they're now Bluetooth. It's the first Bluetooth headsets that Mackie have bought out, and they are first class. Not bad. $149.
I'm saving up for a set of Mackie studio, speakers, the monitors. That is something I'm looking forward to. My birthday is on March 6th.
Congratulations. And depending on what I buy you then will depend on what you buy me on the 21st.
Okay.
I wish it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Alex, as always, thank you so very much.
Great to be here.
And great to have you. You take care. And I guess you're free to get out and about now, so...
I am. I don't have much reason to, but I will.
Yeah. All right, Alex. Speak to you next week.
You too.
Take care, my friend. there we go. A big thanks to Dr. Computer Alex Newman again there for talking tech with us here on this morning's breakfast show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. Yeah, good advice there. If you've got something you need to get rid of, that you want to, be a bargain for somebody else, I'm sure it will be. You can do that with our friends at Inquentro 24. And remember, if you sort of pop along to Inquentro 24, you could, look at some of the exclusive offers. Renting a 3-bed, 3-bathroom apartment in Carrasquilla for only $850, or buy a 3-bedroom and 3-parking apartment in Marbella for $255,000. If you publish it in Inquentro 24, you know what happens, don't you? It sells fast. And it is the time of the day if you're sitting there working to make concrete decisions as you work to join the day. Because our friends at Cementos Progresso, they are builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. And that's it. So Cementos Progresso, do give them a call. You know what it says? You've got to have good foundations. Good foundations, they're made from good cement.
I was distracted and in traffic. I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know, you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right? If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right?
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. Think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we know we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over, right?
You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you come over, right?
the sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right.
The world was ending, you come over right. There we are, I like that one. That's Joe Sachs featuring Julie Michael there. And If the World Was Ending. Time on the Breakfast Show, 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Music going right through until about 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock this morning. And let me say a very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the UK. South London area. Good morning to you, Paul. He asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. Of course we can. It's A Whole Lot of Love from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And there we go, that is it. That is Led Zeppelin, A Whole Lot of Love. And that has brought us to 23 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock this morning. And here is Van Morrison. Brown Eyed Girl.
When the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la ti da, la ti da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha la 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 la.
There is a
It's almost hard to believe that song goes all the way back to 1964, that version of it at any rate, and that was by The Animals, number one hit on the UK singles chart and in the United States and Canada. And it was, though, originally The House of the Rising Sun. It's a traditional folk song, sometimes called The Rising Sun Blues. It tells of a person's life gone wrong in the city of New Orleans. Many versions also urge a sibling or parents and children to avoid the same fate. The most successful commercial version, that one we just told you about, from The Animals. And it was the first, the song was first collected, by the way, in Appalachia in the 1930s, but probably has its roots in traditional English folk song, believe it or not, and it's listed at number 6,393. That's pretty near the top, is it? That's on the Rowd Folk Song Index. This is Winger on the Breakfast Show, miles away. What do I feel like this morning?
Miles away, nothing left to what we had.
There we go, Winger and Miles Away. I tell you what, hot off the press, I just got this in. Participate to be our announcer for a day. This is from Cool FM. Write to us at 6301-2810 and tell us why you would like to be our announcer for a day, and using your best voice, send us an audio saying, Happy World, Happy Radio Day. I probably won't get the job, will I? Let's celebrate the history and reliability of radio together in February, World Radio Month. For more information, www.coolfmpanama.com. That's good. I just handed Yasmin. If that's it, can I have a day off then? Oh, the bells are tolling. An interesting one. From the Underworld is what it's called. It's a 1967 single from the British psychedelic band. They called themselves the Herd, with 17-year-old Peter Frampton on there singing the vocals, 17 years of age. Became the band's first hit upon release. Reached number 6 in the United Kingdom charts, number 3 in the Netherlands that autumn. The song is based on the ancient Greek legend of Orpheus and his wife Eurydice in their A Flight from Hades, which according to the blog themodegeneration.co.uk is used as a metaphor for the death of the mod subculture. Oh no! I was a mod with my Beatle jacket and everything else like that. 1967 that was, here on The Breakfast Show. The time is, we're just making our way to 19 minutes before 10 o'clock. Time to go to the zoo. This is Gorillaz and Sorceress. Well, that's nice, isn't it? That comes from Haim, and I don't want to follow it on, as I mentioned, from Gorillaz and Sorcerers. Here's another lesson. This comes from a lady. Her name is Iola, and I've sort of got really sort of quite into music. She's got some really sort of soulful sounds, and this is called Dancing Away in Tears. Want to turn the volume up? Go on. Especially if you've got your headphones on. I'm going to turn mine up. There we go, that is Yola and Dancing Away in Tears. And taking us towards the end of this morning's program, this is Troy Sivan.
I need a lover to keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face. Someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces. Barely believing, starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You came out the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life? I just wanna live in this world forever.
secret. Baby, I'll keep it. And maybe we can play house for the weekend. Looking at the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. While you're bringing me back.
And there he goes, Troy Sivan and Angel Baby. And that's almost brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thank you goes out this morning. It's always nice if he can join us. He's just got over his COVID, which is really nice. Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, big thank you to him for being with us this morning. We're talking about virtual cards. We'll put a little bit of information on our website about that today as well. So thank you to Alex. Big thank you, as always, to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, to Yasmin, also for handling all of our social media, etc., etc., and to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for an everyday story of country folk living in El Valle. And the big thanks go out to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Gets a lot of information we use on the program. Big thanks to him. Also to the boys and girls at Group Agrada. They keep us up and running in the mornings. Thank you to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. Now, if you remember rightly, yesterday we had a problem with the internet. We had no internet yesterday during the course of the program. We were hoping to link up with Abner Benamin. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the movie Plaza Catedral tomorrow with him. He's the writer-director of the program. It's just coming out on release this week, I believe. So that's going to be interesting. So we'll move that from yesterday to tomorrow because of the problems we had with the internet. And that's it. So please remember, I want to be talking to you tomorrow at the same time, 6 o'clock in the morning. What do we say? We say TGIF tomorrow, don't we? Gosh, that's nice. I look forward to that. So that's tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Please remember what you're doing between now and then. Please, please do it carefully. Make sure that you look after yourselves health-wise. Do keep wearing your masks, face shields if you're going on public transport. Keep washing your hands and everything else. And most importantly, do stay away from other people, all right? Because remember, what do I want to be doing tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.